Delivering advanced knowledge of what lies ahead. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the books of Isaiah and Revelation. Down with you, sit in the dust, O maiden Babylon. No throne for you, sit on the ground, Lady Chaldea. Never shall you again be dainty and delicate. Grind meal at the handmill. Off with your veil, strip your skirts, unbare your thighs, wade through the streams. For I am taking vengeance. I will not relent, says our deliverer. Sit silent in the dark, Lady Chaldea. Never again shall you be queen, a mistress over realms. When in anger with my people, I let my own land be defiled, putting them into your power. You had no pity on them. You pressed your heavy yoke, even on the aged. You thought that you would last forever, mistress for all time. You thought nothing of your cruelty, reckless of all that it would bring. So listen to this, you luxurious creature, lolling at your ease, thinking to yourself, I am supreme. Never shall I be widowed, never suffer loss of children. Both sorrows shall befall you, in a moment, on one day. Widowhood and loss of children, they are on you suddenly. In spite of all your magic spells and mighty magic, though you feared nothing in your tyranny, thinking that no one saw you. It was your own magic craft and cunning that misled you, till you thought to yourself, I am supreme. Therefore, evil shall assail you, that you know no spells to avert, and mischief shall befall you, you cannot ward from you, and a sudden crash of ruin you know not how to evade. Go on with your spells, practice all your magic arts, perhaps you will make something of them. Perhaps be able to scare off your foes. You have worn yourself out with them all. Let the astrologers come forward now. Let the stargazers save you now, who calculate the future month by month. They fare no better than the straw burned by a fire. They cannot save their own lives from the flames of war. And that is all you find, the men for whom you spent yourself from youth. Away they stagger, scattering, all of them, and there is none to save you. After that I saw another angel descend from heaven, great in might. His radiance lit up the earth, and with a strong voice he shouted aloud, Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great! A haunt of demons now, the den of all foul spirits, a cage for every foul and loathsome bird. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her vice. The kings of earth have committed vice with her, and by the wealth of her wantonness, earth's traders have grown rich. And I heard another voice from heaven crying, Come out of her, O my people, that you share not her sins, that you partake not of her plagues. For high as heaven her sins are heaped, and God calls her misdeeds to reckoning. Render to her what she rendered to others. Aye, double the doom for all she has done. Mix her draught double in the cup that she mixed for others. As she gloried and played the wanton, so give her like measure of torture and tears. Since in her heart she vaunts, a queen I sit, no widow I, tears I shall never know. So shall her plagues fall in a single day, pestilence, tears, and famine. She shall be burnt with fire, for strong is God the Lord her judge. You've been listening to What Lies Ahead from the books of Isaiah and Revelation.